Well, this is going to be also a hard one in terms of avoiding that tricky dissension, you know, avoiding the, you know, the, those
confrontations.
Well, I was thinking, more of just the, you know, the agent provocateurs who intentionally try and, you know, just break things up. Because especially in young people, because young and people just like to have fun. People, you know, we live in a system that is sits on us. So, and we want to celebrate. We want to be joyous, you know. The Raven, I know you love to, you know, have a glass of wine and get swervy and just get your dance on. I've seen it. So.
Hey, don't go there.
No, you know, just a you know, just to take the edge off and just to, but you know, we do have to, we do find ourselves trying to, you know, escape and into these little moments, pockets of joy and happiness. So it's going to be really hard. And I think you're right. It's going to take a lot of discipline, not that not having fun, but this is serious. And I think that's a really important thing as we embark on this new story, that this is a serious thing and that we can have fun. And I mean, that's what it needs to be. It needs to be fun and joyous, but it's also a extremely, extremely serious thing that we're trying to do. So that's important.
And fun is not something that needs substances for. There's this, if you get the most recent Epic Times of, anyway, probably February something, 2013, early February, there's this beautiful picture of Malian girls in a circle dancing, and they have such a look of perfect joy. Mm-hmm. And this is a country under enormous hardship right now because of the violence and the paid folks there to do it. And to stay focused on your brothers and sisters. See, that is what I think gets us there, is the communal practices that all on their own inspire joy. I don't know if any of you, I'm hoping folks read Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. And there's a long quote from Melville, who was talking a little humorously about, he feigned indignation that the villagers who took, the islanders who took him in were not engaged in higher intellectual pursuits when he showed them how to make pop guns. And he said for 10 straight days, that's all they did was make pop guns and try to ambush each other in the bushes. And they laughed and they had a good time. Now, working on the future is something, and on a future that's free, on leisure for all and helping each other is something that is innately, in and of itself, joyous. And you'll feel when that's there. You'll feel that. And that is infectious.
It will get you high. I'm serious. You will just be like, woo, this is amazing. This is what I was waiting for.